This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Derek, Tim Sherwood's been mourning about his lack of options ahead of this match due to the injury situation at Villa at the moment. However, they did win 1-0 at Spurs on Saturday.
Yeah.
And they can relax a little bit as far as the league's concerned now and have full focus on this FA Cup match.
Yeah, well, he did mention that, Sherwood, didn't he? He said if we'd have lost that game last week, he might not have been able to give an FA Cup semi-final his full attention. I mean, that is worrying, isn't it? I have to say, I fancy Villa here, 9-2. I'm not getting fooled by Liverpool's winning against Newcastle on Monday. I thought it was another substandard Liverpool performance, and there's been a month of them recently. Mm. They were playing Newcastle, who Sunderland beat on home soil, and you know, were made to sweat until they got the second goal late on. I just can't have them. And the way Villa are playing right now, they've really surprised me. I think they've been excellent since Sherwood arrived. And 9-2, they beat Liverpool at Anfield earlier this season. I know they lost the reverse game 2-0 at Villa Park, but they were the better team that day, by the way. Could have easily gone the other way. They're in form. Liverpool are out of it. And they've got forwards who are going to damage Liverpool, I think. Benteke, yeah. I mean, I've had my doubts about him, but you can't argue with what he's doing at the moment. And that headline offer, Villa to win and Benteke to score, 8-1. I mean, you know, if Villa are going to win, he's going to score, isn't he? I like the look of that. I think Liverpool are really there to oppose right now. 8-13. I wouldn't back him at Anfield at 8-13 against Villa. I'm certainly not going to back him at Wembley to do that. Villa at 9-2. If they've given this their full focus, and I shouldn't even be asking that question, but if they are, I think 9-2 is a mistake by the bookies. They really do.
Big news for Liverpool, Lee, is that Martin Skrtel and Steven Gerrard likely to feature in this match. Both of them had prep runs, if you will, against the Shrewsbury under-18s recently, and both have served their suspensions, so they're likely to play a part. Skrtel should come straight back into the first team, you'd imagine. Whether Gerrard does or not is open to question.
Yeah, imagine that, though, being one of the Shrewsbury under-18s and Steven Gerrard plays against you. You'd be like, yeah, well, we're quicker than him. That's one thing. I don't know about Gerrard. It'll be interesting to find out, won't it? I mean, I want Liverpool to get to the final just to see what Brendan Rodgers does with Gerrard, whether he gives him a start or brings him on to a standing ovation. I don't know what he'll do there. I'm not as taken with Aston Villa as much as Derek is, I must admit. I mean, you know, you look at what they've done and, you know, the conceding three at home to QPR, who, as we know, have been very poor on the road most of the season. Well beaten by Man U, obviously beaten at home by Swansea. The result at Sunderland was great, but that's been put into context, I think. The result at Tottenham is a great result. Tottenham do look as though they've given up the ghost, though, to a certain extent, or run out of steam. But I think the Benteke shout is fantastic. I think if you're having one bet on this match, it has to be Benteke to score at 9-4. He's the sort of player that I think Liverpool could have done with. You know, I thought Liverpool should have signed Wilfried Boney last summer when they had the chance, when they signed Balotelli in the end instead. And I think Benteke would have done just as good a job for them. You know, when he's fit, he's as good a handful as anyone in the division. I'm not saying he's the best striker. He's just, you can imagine, Derek, as a centre-back, if he's on song, you'd be like, oh, you what? We don't want to have him, like, you know, battering us for 90 minutes. And I think that Liverpool defence, whether Skrtel's back or not, is susceptible at the moment.
That's big, though, isn't it, for Liverpool? Because they do look decidedly shaky without Skrtel at the back.
Yeah, but, I mean, they've conceded away from home. You know, they had that great run, didn't they, of clean sheets in the Premier League, conceded four at the Emirates. And in the FA Cup, I mean, you know, they've conceded goals pretty much everywhere they've been in the FA Cup this season. So, you know, I don't think they're that watertight, full stop, anyway. And I think I imagine the manager, Tim Sherwood, will send them out to attack in this game. There's very little point in sitting back and defending, and that's not really what he's done. Just to continue our theme of his arrogance, there was an interview with him after the game at the Tottenham game at the weekend, and he was like, like when interviewers will say to a player or a manager, for unbelievable goal, you must be delighted with the goal. And everyone always says, don't they, well, it's more about the team than it is about the goal, blah, blah, blah. No, not Tim Sherwood. Asked him, you know, what about this result? It's a great result for me and the team. I mean, that's just brilliant, isn't it? I mean, it's just, you've got to hand it to him. He's just got an unbelievable amount of arrogance, this guy. But on the outrights, I think Liverpool will find a way of getting this done. I mean, maybe I'm being a little bit romantic here, but I just think Liverpool's name is written on the cup final. You know, they might not win the cup, but I think Gerrard's swan song will be at Wembley. You know, and I think they'll find a way against this Villa team, who must still be more concerned about getting out of this division. I know they've crept closer, but it only takes a couple of bad results for them to go back in there. And after this game, they've got Man City away, they've got Everton at home. You know, it's feasible that they don't win either of those games, and they're still in it by the time they play West Ham on the 9th of May. So, you know, I think Liverpool will get the job done, but I'm not mad keen on them at 8-13 the way they're playing at the minute. So I'm just going to stick with Benteke to score.
Yeah. Well, what did you make of the Raheem Sterling business, by the way, this week?
It's the media, though. They're sniffing the laughing gas or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just one of the things that it's unbelievable. I went to Derek. I'm 40 on Monday, so this isn't something that I partake in. But I went to a New Year's Eve party a couple of years ago, and I walked in, and as someone who likes a drink, you know, that's fine, isn't it? You know, I think we're all, you know, like to have a beer now and again. That's fine. You know, and I'm not naive enough to know that other things go on in the world. I walked into this party, and there's people sat around with these balloons, inhaling balloons. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I suddenly felt very old. I think it's just one of those things that kids do.
Yeah.
But as a professional footballer, you just can't be seen doing that sort of stuff, can you?
No, you can't. You can't, unfortunately. Derek,
by the way, out there, do not inhale balloons.
No, do not
unless
inhale balloons.
Helium, maybe.
Well,
maybe.
DK inhales helium
before every podcast.
Is that this comes when he's turned down that whatever it was, 150 grand a week, and now he's on that. He must be laughing all the way to the bank. Isn't it? I mean, I'm still not sure. I think with Sterling, it's all a question of style over substance abuse.
I still don't think he's... I mean, you said a couple of weeks ago, Derek, that you thought he'd become a world superstar. I'm not convinced, Derek. Yeah, I mean, is he good enough to be holding Liverpool to ransom right now? I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I think he will. He's only 20. I mean, but the only way is it's his finishing. I mean, he needs 20 chances to score and still misses.
His finishing was appalling, wasn't it?
The other thing I don't like about him is, you know, when he runs, he holds his hands out. When he runs, like he's balancing constantly.
Like a dancer.
I hate that.
Yeah, it does look a bit effeminate, doesn't it?
I don't mind the effeminate bit. I just don't like that style of running. It's like, just run. I want to see him catch a ball. See if he claps his hands together.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.